bar right in my ass.
It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter! God, that was a lot of work.
That was like the Bruce Buffer, the Bruce Buffer intro of Wisecracking.
Exactly. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you know who we have on the phone?
No.
We have Richie Barrister. He's back. So that's fun, isn't it? Who's excited about that?
No.
It's been a while, dude.
It's been a minute.
I was flipping through the Wisecracking with Winter back catalog library, which is now fully available on the internet. And I realized I hadn't been on since March, when the Mambo number 5 first kicked off, and we did a little three-way with Victoria Herringbone, and I was like the podcast pool boy to your conservative preacher podcast, dude.
Yeah, it was a little bit like that. So you've been hunkered down at home since March. Have you left your house since March?
No, I haven't cut my fingernails or toenails.
Are you walking around with Kleenex boxes on your feet?
Yeah,
your hair's
exactly.
All long?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? Shaking your fist at people walking down the sidewalk?
Goddamn right.
Yep, exactly. No, I've been out. I've been getting out a little bit here and there. I mean, I still have been pretty much like, I have not gone indoors any place except for my house. Other than like, I mean, I've gone into some stores and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go to the store here and there. Although yesterday I did drive up. I was going to go to Target in Richfield and do some grocery shopping. Then I pulled up and I was like, I just saw these people walking around with masks. I was like, I'm just going to go home and order this stuff online.
So you don't think, you're not buying into the conspiracy theories that this is just a bad flu?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not buying into that.
I was listening to another, it's a morning show, but they also have it in a podcast format. Okay. Excuse me.
Format. All right.
Ferment. I believe that's the right word. Can you look that up, Barrister?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, it's called the Steel Toad Morning Show.
Oh, boy.
And it's up in St. Cloud. And I have some friends that listen to that, and they swear by it. These friends of mine happen to be Republicans. Okay. Which I'm not going to hold it against them because I love everybody.
So you mean this? So there's a St. Cloud podcast called Steel Toad something or other, and they're Republicans? That's so weird. So against type, dude. Let me guess. Go ahead.
It's a radio morning show. Okay, so it's not just a podcast. Okay. I gave it a listen yesterday for the first time on my way home from work.
When you say it's a radio, sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Get some more details here. When you say it's a radio show, is it a ham radio show? Is it like an actual, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of a radio? Like, when you say radio, like, what are we talking about? Like, if I'm just driving through St. Cloud, I can flip it on and I'll hear like
an
actual show, and they'll have like commercials for Hardee's and shit like that.
Yeah, it's like on Rockin' 100.3. WWWXR. You know, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what the call sign is.
Right, okay.
But you can find them on Facebook if you want to check them out. You know, I'll give an equal opportunity here. I forget the guy's name, the announcer, but he was talking about the pandemic. And he said that the Minnesota Department of Health stopped publishing the numbers of people that have been hospitalized.
Okay.
And he said for him, that only just fed into his paranoia that the coronavirus is just a really bad flu, and that our state and the entire world has just been overreacting, and that he used to be a libertarian that leaned left on social issues and leaned right towards economic issues.
Right.
But after seeing what he saw since March, and now the state's doing what the state's doing, not publishing numbers anymore, he fully believes that this is indeed a pandemic of a really bad flu. And now, just to spite our governor, everybody else that's, you know, elected official, he's going to vote for Trump just to stick it up their ass. So that's a mouthful. Richie, do you want to weigh in on that?
I'm going to weigh in on that. I'm going to address a couple of points that you just brought up.
Okay.
Now, first off, I don't know, you know, Steel Toad, whatever guy.
The Steel Toad Morning Show, KXXR.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So as you're telling me this, as you were telling me all that, I just went to the, I'm on the www.health.state.mn.us situation update for COVID-19, updated September 25th. So that would be yesterday. And as I scroll down, we've got the total cases hospitalized, and the hospitalization chart is, let's see, 1, 2, 3. It's the fourth from the top. So the thing about like that they're not reporting it, I guess, is complete horseshit, which doesn't surprise me coming from Steel Toe guy who thinks like his big rebellious thing is I'm going to vote for Trump. Oh, what a surprise, you know. Okay, so anyway, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I actually went up to St. Cloud during the summer. That was one of the, you know, I did get outside and went. Have you ever been to a place? There's a place up there called The Quarry. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Isn't it like a bar or something?
No, it's not a bar.
Are you talking about like a Fred Flintstone quarry, like Yabba Dabba Doo, and he's sliding down into the actual rock quarry?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's funny that like normally if you're talking about St. Cloud, if you mention any like any business, you'd have like a 50% shot of being correct if you guessed it was a bar, but it's not. In this case, it's not.
Right.
It's like a, what do you call it? Not a water park, but yeah, it's an old quarry. And then they like filled in some of the holes, I guess. And then, you know, like you can go swimming and they're like basically just like super deep pools. It's pretty fun, actually. The kids, you know, we took the kids out. And again, I was like socially distant because I was just like laying on a inflatable raft, like in the middle of this big thing. And then, you know, kids can jump off the rocks and go in the water. It's pretty fun. So anyway, I highly recommend that. That's something good in St. Cloud, but.
So while you were floating on this raft, did you ever just consider rolling off and letting yourself sink all the way down and just being done? Because you wanted to find a really deep place, apparently, where they can't get
you.
It was
fun, I mean. Yeah, exactly. No, it was pretty fun. I mean, the crummy thing about it was I didn't have, you know, like I was out in the middle of the thing and I couldn't I didn't want to bring my I didn't have my glasses with me.
Did you bring your shoes and your glasses?
Yeah. So I was like scanning the, you know, I was like scanning the rocks, trying to keep an eye on my kids. And I was like, I'm not sure if those are my kids or not. Anyway, so I would say Steel Toe guy, unfortunately, it sounds like he has gone down some sort of weird social media rabbit hole. And if he would have just taken the time to go to www.health.state.mn.us, the conspiracy would be debunked in about 5 seconds that they're not posting the data.
I guess as long as we're talking about conspiracy theories, how about QAnon?
Yeah. Where by the way, no, just by the way, I just want to make sure you know.
Okay.
The hospitalization thing was updated as of, it was confirmed as of 9/21 was the latest date. So they have a little gray bar there that says, due to the need to confirm reports and reporting delays, data may be incomplete. So they're up to date up to the last 4 days.
Well, he did this show on Friday, so it was only a couple of days old. So he's just using that as an excuse to vote for Trump because he wanted to vote for Trump all along. He voted for Trump in 2016, too. And it wasn't because – and he said also that I don't agree with – you know, a lot of his politics. I don't think he's a particularly great guy, but I like the fact that he's just sticking it to all the career politicians out there. Do you think that resonates with a lot of his Trumper base?
No, I think that's horseshit. I think it's, I mean, first off, I think it's funny because as we're starting this, I was thinking, I was like, I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to, you know, like we're getting right, like we're just leading off with Trump talk. But I mean,
Richie, how do you avoid it? How do you avoid it?
If you vote for, here's what I'll just say. If you vote for Trump, the only thing you're sticking it to is America, because Trump makes America look like dog shit. So if you vote for Trump and you think like, I'm sticking it to the politicians, like, no. What are you doing? You're letting like Ivanka Trump now is like a White House advisor. She doesn't know jack shit. You're just making America look stupid as hell if you vote for Trump. That's all you're doing. Oh, I'm going to stick it to the career politicians. Like, no, you're going to stick it to America. You're going to stick it up America's ass because Trump doesn't give a shit about America. And it's just, I don't know. It's just stupid. I just think it's, you know, it's people, it's like, and that whole thing about like, I'm also just tired of people being like, well, I'm socially liberal, but economically conservative. Like,
oh, you've heard that
before. People have this impression that like, yeah, a million times. Like everybody loves to say that. Like all these libertarian people, it's like, it's just dog shit because it's, you know, look at the economy. Look at the economy after every Republican administration. You know what I mean? It was in the shitter in 2008. Now it's in the shitter again, you know, and I, you know, granted, yeah, there's a pandemic, blah, blah, blah. That's the other stupid thing is it's like, this is why I brought up that stupid quarry place, which is pretty cool, by the way.
Okay, we're back on the quarry. Follow along at home, kids.
We're back on the quarry. So as we're leaving the quarry, you know, this goes to the mentality of like the Stearns County, St. Cloud, you know, steel toe mentality. We're coming into the parking lot and there's like a, you know, Yukon in the parking lot with like, you know, when people, what's that stuff like when people write like just married on their tinted windows and shit like that? Like, what is that? Like a paint pen?
Yeah, it's like a paint stick, a non-permanent paint stick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like some, you know, whatever, quarry patron.
A quarry dweller. I think a quarry dweller.
A quarry dweller.
Somebody that dwells in the quarry.
Yeah, had all over their thing was like, this is a plandemic, not a pandemic, blah, 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 and you know, all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. That's the other thing that I think is so dumb about all these conspiracy theories is it's like, yeah, not only it's like a Democrat, you know, so whatever, whoever is doing it, it's like, oh, yeah, the entire world has decided to like go along with like, this is just a big scam. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is a conspiracy to get rid of Trump. But they're also doing it like in Yugoslavia. You know what I mean? Because they're so pissed off about Trump. It's like, no, dude, that's not how it works. I don't know. Whatever. I just, okay. So steel toed. So you're into steel toed guy.
I'm not into him. I just listened to 15 minutes of one show and you've completely burned him down for me. I mean, I thought he was a pretty reasonable guy, you know, listening to it. It's always good to open your ears, Richie, and listen to somebody else's opinion. Okay, because I've had complaints about this show. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I would have never guessed that.
Uh-oh.
We've had some complaints that the show is a little too one-sided.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's a little too left-leaning.
Yeah.
That it's not giving equal time to the right side.
Yeah.
Which I don't have to do
right.
Because I'm the station owner and I'm not running for any kind of office. So I can do whatever I want. But it is a valid point. So that is why I was listening to this dude just to get somebody else's opinion for a while. Because I do tend to sit around and listen to Michael Moore's podcast, CNN.
Right.
Yeah.
I listen to Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
All left-leaning stuff. So do you think it's beneficial to listen to something from the right once in a while? Or do you think I'm just wasting my time?
No, I mean, I do think it's beneficial to listen to, you know, I mean, whatever. I don't know. I guess you can listen to, you know, people can have different viewpoints on policies and different crap like that. But, you know, this concept that like you're doing some patriotic thing or whatever, you're sticking it to the man if you, you know, vote for Trump or support Trump, that's just stupid. To me, that's just stupid. I mean, in my view, that's just like, you know, look, if you, whatever, you know, I guess if you hate abortion and you love, you know, deregulation and you just feel that like companies should just be able to do whatever they want in order to make money, I guess that's a viewpoint in some sense. But the idea that like Trump is somehow, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see how any rational person could think that Trump is like good for America. But I guess there's people out here that would think that. I mean, the other thing that I think is odd is that all these people who are supposedly like, you know, I understand the concept, like the right wing or conservative Republican, whatever you want to call it, concept of like limited government. And all
sure.
That.
Yeah.
But so then what I don't understand, what I don't understand is how can you act like you don't like politicians and you think that there should be limited government and whatever, but then like you go to a rally and you like worship this guy and like wear his merch. You know what I mean? like I thought Obama was a good president, but so I wasn't like I wasn't like wearing like Obama hoodies and Obama hats and yelling about Obama and flying Obama flags on my, I was just like, yeah, whatever, he's the president. But like somehow all these people who are like supposedly anti-government are just like worshiping Trump like he's some sort of a, you know, savior, like, oh, he's going to save us from Antifa and he's going to save us from, you know, whatever. It's just like, it's just so dumb, you know, I don't know, whatever.
What about QAnon?
Where
do you stand on QAnon? Do you think that's something that's real as long as we're going over conspiracy theories and other weird stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't. Give me the bullet points of QAnon again. I guess I don't pay attention to it. I mean, I'll tell you, I was pissed off when the riots were going on and everything around in my neighborhood was getting burned down. And I saw these, you know, out of town dipshits driving around with their little QAnon bumper stickers, you know, trying to start shit. You know, I didn't like that. But
oh, you actually saw that?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that they were here. I heard that the now we live in Minneapolis, if you're new to the show.
Yeah.
So we're right on the front lines of all this protesting and civil unrest.
Right.
But yeah, I guess, I mean, I'd heard that there may have been some agitators here in town, but I didn't know. Yeah. You actually saw some, huh?
Well, I mean, I saw a dude driving on, you know, 42nd Minnehaha in like a, you know, like when people drive, you know, like when civilian guys who wish that they were like special forces drive like crazy Jeep, you know, like they, you know, it's like the guys who drive Jeeps where like the name, like the model name is like, you know, regulator. It's like, you know, like I got the new 4x4 Jeep Ambush or whatever, you know. I saw some guy driving one of those with like a big Q, like a big Q sticker on the back. And I'm like, okay, obviously this dude's not local because nobody in Minneapolis is a QAnon. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I haven't seen any.
Obviously this guy's an out of towner, you know, and this was like right during the height of the unrest. I was like, okay, so now there's like out of town dip. You know what I mean? Like when I see a 60-year-old guy with a scraggly beard and his old lady on the back of his Harley and they've got like two big American flags, I'm like, okay, I know you're, you know, you're definitely not from Powderhorn neighborhood, dude. You know what I mean?
No. And the other troubling thing during all this for me is when I'm seeing the American flag now, I'm not associating it with America anymore. Now I associate it with Trump.
Right. Well, speaking of that, this brings up a topic that I wanted to bring up, which is all these conspiracy theories and the symbols and all that. I think we need to start a worldwide movement, or at least nationwide movement, of wearing Hawaiian shirts, because there's these fucking Boogaloo Boy guys. You know?
What's a Boogaloo Boy again, for the kids at home that don't know?
Again, it's like these like dipshit, like weekend warrior guys who think that they're like, you know, whatever, preparing for the next civil war. And like, supposedly their outfit is like, in addition to all their whatever gas masks and, you know, semi-automatic rifles, part of their uniform is wearing Hawaiian shirts. And that just annoys me because Hawaiian shirts are like a classic, you know, that's a classic look. And I don't want to allow that to be hijacked by this Boogaloo movement. So I just want to let all your listeners out there know, like, go out, get a Hawaiian shirt, wear your Hawaiian shirt, and don't let it be appropriated by these Boogaloo Boys.
You have said a mouthful, and I've enjoyed every delicious word of it. You're doing a great job so far. A+.
Thanks. I'll probably call you back in about 15 minutes and say, don't post. Don't post this episode.
Yeah, I'm not giving you that power anymore. You know, we've been through that twice with you, where we've done great shows. And then you call me up 15 minutes later and you're like,
on second thought, Mike, don't post that.
Yeah,
we can't do that. But what we can do, Richie, is go out and get us some delicious, cranky Yankee corn dogs. Now, you're probably wondering at home, How can I go get a cranky Yankee corn dog if I'm not in Ireland? Because they're just sold out of this little food trailer thing that goes to festivals. And being we're in a worldwide pandemic, there are no more festivals, right? Wrong. You're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. Because you can get Cranky Yankee, the mix, you can get it sent to your house. So how great is that? You can get your Cranky Yankee corn dog mix, get it sent to your house, and make your own corn dogs at home. Your own Irish corn dogs at home.
I would have never guessed that.
Mike, how do I get this mix, right? Richie, how do we get this mix?
Corndogs.ie. Corndogs.ie. They got plenty of merch, good looking website. I'm just thinking maybe they can make some sort of, maybe the Boogaloo Boys. I see they've got some very, they've got some handsome looking t-shirts on their website. Maybe the Boogaloo Boys could start wearing Cranky Yankee t-shirts as their.
I think it would be a nice statement.
That you know, is one thing I'm looking forward to in this coming, you know, the Boogaloo, the whole unrest and the whatever is like, then we can all have gnome, you know, like a gnome de guerre, you know what I mean? Like,
what, so what's a gnome de guerre?
Barrister.
What is that?
Gnome de guerre, like your war, like your nickname, your like your secret, you know. I'm trying to think of what's a classic gnome de guerre here. Let me just look it up.
While he's looking that gnome word up. Guerre. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to break into this conversation between me and Richie Barrister for an emergency NFL pick'em segment. Brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty and Cranky Yankee Corn Dogs. Paul Lambie is here. Paul, do you have our stats?
Yeah, so we didn't pick week one, but our first week was week two. I went 11-5. Mike, you went 8-7.
Not bad.
And if you're doing, yeah, well, you know, not 11-5, but... Now, if you're doing quick math at home, you're saying Paul picked 16 games, but Mike only picked 15. That's right, because you didn't make a pick during the show on the Washington-Arizona game. So give you a win or a loss for that. But you were 2.5 games behind after our opening week, week two. Now, with week three almost in the books, with Kansas City holding a 14-point lead halfway through the third or the fourth quarter against Baltimore, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Kansas City is going to cover the spread here. They were actually a +3.
Looking that way.
Baltimore. Yeah, and do you know who picked that game correct?
Andy Reid.
Yeah, he probably did. But hopefully he didn't bet on it. He'd probably get himself in some real trouble.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
But in our group, was it me?
Yes.
No. No. Was you didn't it you?
Pick
it.
No, I didn't pick it either.
No. Emma picked the Chiefs.
Well, I guess she's some kind of a football savant.
Emma also picked Miami over Jacksonville. Emma also picked Detroit over Arizona. And I'm going to tell you, this was not my week. I am going to, unless Baltimore scores 17-plus points in the last 7 minutes, I am going to end up this week 6-10.
Wow.
For a cumulative two-week total of 17-15.
How about myself?
You, my friend, you are looking at 9-7.
All right.
For a cumulative two-week total of 17-14, which I actually nudge you a half game in front of me.
What do you know?
But the winner of week three, Emma, 12 wins, 4 losses.
What the hell?
Take her to the casino, to the sports book.
Wow.
And bring your wallet.
How about that? Well, let's move along and do these picks. We got to get back to the conversation I'm having with Richie Barrister. So the first game we got is Denver at your New York Jets, Paul. The Jets are a 3-point dog at home.
Jets +3.
Uh-huh.
Denver at Jets +3. Who do you like?
I am going to take Denver. I don't think New Jersey is going to win a game this year.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, they might win a game at some point.
Right.
Maybe when they get Le'Veon Bell back. I don't know.
No.
Probably. That's probably not going to help a lot, but.
Who do you like?
I go with Denver.
Okay. Minnesota at your Houston Texans, Paul. Houston is laying 3.5 at home.
Houston minus 3.5. I'm going Houston. How about you?
I'm
going
to take Houston. I think the Vikes are god-awful this year.
You don't think this is the year they get on the win column?
No, not against Houston. Okay. Arizona at Carolina. Carolina is a 3.5-point dog at home.
Carolina plus three.
Yep.
Carolina plus three. Houston was minus 3.5, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Carolina plus three, hosting Arizona. Well, that's a tough one. Arizona got knocked off by Detroit yesterday. I'm going with Arizona and a bounce back. What about you?
I'm with you, Arizona. Up next, it's scintillating. Your Jacksonville Jaguars, Paul, at Emma's Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are a 3-point favorite. Cincinnati is a... they're a 3-point favorite.
Right? Minus three.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Is James
Robinson going to carry the Jaguars to victory?
I'll take Jacksonville.
I'll go ahead and take Cincinnati because we don't want to have the same picks all week long.
Well, the next one's a gimme. Cleveland at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas laying 4.5. I will take Dallas.
Dallas? Minus 4.5 only?
That's
Holy
it.
Holy cow. Yep, I'll take Dallas.
Nollins.
I don't like him.
At the Motor City Kitties. Kitties are a 4-point dog at home.
Detroit plus 4. New Orleans. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with Nollins.
Wow. I was going to say that, but I don't know. Detroit. They beat Arizona. New Orleans lost to Green. I'll go ahead and take Detroit and see what happens.
Seattle at the Miami Fish. Miami is a 6.5-point underdog.
Miami plus 6.5. I'm going with Seattle.
The LA Chargers
What are you going with?
I'm going to go with Seattle, too. Sorry.
Okay.
LA Chargers at Tampa Bay. Tampa laying 7.5 at home.
Tampa minus 7.5.
Yeah, I'll take Tom Brady in the Buccaneers.
I think they're laying a lot. I'll look for the Chargers to keep it close.
Wow. Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Tennessee is giving a point at home. 1-point underdog. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Tennessee's giving a point?
They're plus
or
one.
They're a 1-point underdog.
1-point underdog.
All right, then they're getting a point. They're not giving a point.
Right.
So Tennessee's plus one. You're taking who?
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Okay. Maybe you know something we don't. Baltimore at the Washington football team. Washington is a 13.5-point underdog at home.
Washington minus 13.5 at home.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
It is. Baltimore's getting their asses handed to them by KC.
Yeah, I'll take all those points.
I'm with you.
I hope they keep it close.
I'm with you.
Garbage points.
I'm going to go with the Washington football team, too. Indiana at the Chicago Bear Cubs. Bear Cubs are a 2.5-point underdog at home. I will take Indianapolis all day.
Chicago plus 2.5. I will take those 2.5 points. I learned my lesson this week doubting the Bears' abilities. And with Nick Foles in the driver's seat, I mean,
you never
there could
know.
Be no stopping him.
St. Nick. Mr. Foles. Okay, you got your New York Giants at the L.A. Rams. Rams are a 13-point favorite at home.
Oh, man.
Well, the Giants don't have that running back anymore. What was his name?
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, isn't he gone for a while?
Yeah. Man, I don't like to lay that many points, but I'll go with the Rams and hope they light it up.
I'll take the Rams in that one, too. New England at your Kansas City Chiefs. 6.5 point. KC's given 6.5 points. I'll take KC.
I'm gonna go with New England.
Wow. A little, I mean, Cam Newton magic.
KC could barely get by the Chargers. Maybe every other week they have a close game.
Okay, Buffalo at the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are a 3-point dog at home. Your turn to go first.
Las Vegas +3.
Yep.
With Buffalo coming in, I take Buffalo.
I'm going to take Buffalo too. Philadelphia at San Francisco. San Francisco is laying 6.5 at home.
Oh, is that the Monday night game?
No.
Is that the Sunday night game?
Yes, it is.
San Francisco laying 6.5 against the stink Eagles.
Yeah.
I'll take San Fran.
So will I, unfortunately. And then your Monday night.
Quit copying my picks.
Oh, I know. Your Monday night football game of the week.
Yeah.
Game, or for week four, Atlanta at Green Bay. Green Bay is laying 7.5.
Your turn to pick first.
I'm going to pick Green Bay.
Yep, that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, we got a lot of similar picks this week. What are you going to do?
We do. Well, we've got six that will make or break one of us.
Right. Well, all right. I guess we better get back to old Richie Barrister, huh, there, Paul?
Yeah. Hey, just a quick congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who just dispatched the dirty Dallas Stars in game six to take home the Stanley Cup.
Congratulations to all of our Floridian fans of the Lightning. Congrats. Enjoy the Stanley Cup there in Florida. All right,
anybody,
Paul.
Anybody but Dallas.
We'll check you out next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's an assumed name under which a person engages in combat or some sort of activity or enterprise.
So if you're that type of person, then you want to go out and get yourself a Jeep Renegade tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Renegade.
I wonder if Jeep's going to come out with like a Renegade Trump edition that's like red, white, yeah, and blue with like giant tires, yeah, on it, exactly. Comes with a flag.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah, a Renegade Biden version that has like the really thin tires on it, sits low to the ground. It runs on, you know, E85 only.
Yeah, exactly.
Eco-friendly.
I got the new Dodge Massacre. God, dude.
Dude, look at my Dodge Massacre. Look at the size of the engine on this thing. I get like 2 miles, yeah, a gallon. It's great. What do you, right, need all that engine for, Bill? Dude, you're going to need that engine power when in the upcoming race war, man. I'll be the one racing down the street, yeah, getting away while you're chasing after me in your shitty Biden Jeep Wrangler edition with the little tiny tires. It doesn't even come with a gun, man.
What are we? What, how are we spending so much time on this political talk here? I feel
it's
like
this isn't really even political. Well, it's not even
we're
political.
We're encroaching on Paul's territory.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. Speaking of Paul, Richie, have you ever thought about buying a home in Indianapolis?
not even for a second, dude.
You've never gotten up one morning.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
All the houses. When all the businesses, you know, within a 2 mile radius of my house were being torched and destroyed, I was just like, "Well, at least I'm not in Indianapolis, dude. It could be worse, dude."
So, with neighborhoods burning down around you, frantic neighbors outside with garden hoses trying to save their homes, and yourself included, it never crossed your mind, why not just pick up and move to Indiana?
No.
Well, if you're thinking about getting away from the race riots and the protesting, and you want to live in a quiet, safe neighborhood in Indiana, the only person you can go to is Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty. You know Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty? He's sitting there right now waiting for that phone to ring. Waiting. He's probably got one of those Rubik's Cubes, and he's twisting and he's waiting. He's waiting and he's twisting, waiting for you to call so he can get to work for you, Richie Barrister, on finding your next. Maybe you want a summer in Indiana. Have you ever thought about doing that, Richie? Just summering in Indiana?
Now, as I'm looking now, I see that as of on July 1st, there was, June 1st, Friday night protests turned into riot in downtown Indianapolis.
Oh, shit.
I guess they were not. Sorry, they were not immune from that.
Oh, well, I don't know how to sell this now. You kind of blew up my whole set.
Sorry about that.
Well, maybe there's not as many protests in Indianapolis, right, folks?
No, right.
If you're looking to move or you're looking to sell, hire Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. You know him, Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. Okay, Richie, do you want to get off politics now? What else do you got for me?
Well, I heard you just had your birthday.
I did. I turned a big 46.
Nice. How's that feel?
It hurts.
Let's talk pinched nerve, dude.
I have a pinched nerve.
In my
upper back somewhere by my shoulder blade. And this is probably the worst injury I've ever had. This is an old man injury, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know when
yeah,
you're like,
sucks, dude.
It does suck. It does. Remember when you were like 25 years old and you'd wake up one morning and your knee hurt and you wouldn't make a big deal yeah. about it? Like, ah, oh, fuck, my knee hurts. And it was gone by dinner.
Yeah.
Your knee felt fine.
Right.
When you get to be our age, kids, when you get hurt, it lasts for weeks. Weeks on end of pain. I guess that just comes along with getting older, right, Richie?
I guess so. I mean, I heard that you had to call in the reliever for your bowling match last night.
Yes, I did. I'm so hurt that I can't bowl. So I guess that gives bowling some... That gives bowling some validity, doesn't it, as a sport? A lot of people say it's not a sport. Like, cheerleading's not a sport. Dance line's not a sport. Bowling's not a sport. Golf is not a sport. Yes, they all are. If you need to find a sub so they can do the sport for you, then it's a sport. Or the activity then becomes a sport.
Is there like a sub list? Is there like a list of subs? Or you just had to randomly call friends who bowl? Or what? How did you work that out?
There's a list of subs in the bathroom written on the stall. And you can just go down the list and call these guys. There's a lot of Joes and Steves, nice. Good American names, Mikes in there. You just sit there and you go down the list until you find a guy willing to come over and sub for you. That's how that works, Richie.
Nice.
Have you ever thought about joining a bowling league at your advanced age?
Not really. I mean, I've thought about, I guess, have I ever thought about, like, I've thought about it for 5 minutes and then rejected the idea, but I've never actually done that. Although, you know, it was funny because you mentioned that you're bowling over at Town Hall over there, and my mom and her friends were in a bowling league there when it was, what was it? Was it Sky Lanes? Was that what it was called?
It was Sky Lanes back in the day.
Yeah, so I used to tag along to Sky Lanes, and they had a bunch of video games, including Karate Champ, if you recall that game.
And Double Dragon.
Anyway, they had that. Yep, Double Dragon, Karate Champ. So anyway, I would just go and play Karate Champ, and my mom and her friends would bowl. That's my only real exposure. Although I did, yeah, we bowled in high school as well.
We didn't bowl there. Didn't we bowl over at Nokomis Lanes?
In gym class.
Oh, yeah.
Nokomis Lanes, yeah. Nokomis
yeah, yeah.
Lanes. Right.
Yeah.
Which is now a big daycare.
Are you sad to see arcades go away? I mean, it made a bit of a comeback where they made giant bars that had old arcade games in them. But do you kind of miss the old classic arcades where you just go and you put a quarter in the machine and you play? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't miss them myself because I wouldn't be going there, but I could see where it would be. I mean, I think it would be more fun for kids today. Like, you know, my son's like always just on his little Nintendo Switch playing video games. So it would be cooler if he were like going to the local place to like see other human beings and play video games, I guess.
Hey, Dad, can I get a pocket full of quarters? Yeah, son, here you go. But I don't want to hear about you hanging out with those kids that smoke the Marlboro Reds and hang outside the arcade. I don't want to see you mixed up with those dudes, man. No, just go in there and play your games. Right. Like, there's no more risk factor in playing video games. It used to be you had to go beg your parents for money. Then you had to get on your bicycle and try to get there without getting run over. Then you had to get in there, and there's usually a line to play a certain machine. And a lot of the kids in there were pretty rough and tumble. They were the kids that let their hair grow out, listened to metal music, had a pack of Marlboro Reds rolled up in their sleeve. It was dangerous to go to the arcade, which added to the thrill factor of it for me. And now everything is just too easy for kids, Richie. It's way too easy. They just get up and they grab their Nintendo Switch, and they don't have to interact with the outside world at all. So
I know. They still the begging your parents for money is still a part of the equation.
Oh, it is.
But now it's just like, let me get your credit card so I can buy some skins on Fortnite, and it's like, you know, $19.99 on your, you know, they bang your Visa for it.
I don't let my kid do that. I don't let her buy stuff like that online for video games. Does your daughter do it too, or just your son likes that stuff?
No, he does that. She doesn't do video games, but we did have a little altercation the other night. Let me get your take on this thing. Does Emma, what's her favorite restaurant?
Wow, that's a really good question. I'd say the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pasta theme, but, you know, I don't know. My experience with my daughter and a couple other people I know, for some reason, they love Noodles and Company.
Okay.
So the other day, we had a big blowout here at the house because, you know, the kids are doing the distance learning thing.
Oh, they're not even going to school at all.
No. Wow. No, it's all distance learning in Minneapolis. So anyway. Okay. So, you know, she wants to go to Noodles and Company, and then it became a big thing of, like, she wanted my credit card so she could order it with the Noodles app, which, you know, my views of social media and the internet has been well documented on this podcast. So I was like, yeah, hell no, I'm not giving you my credit card number to give to the Noodles app, you know?
Absolutely. Continue, counselor.
So it was a big blowout here about, you know, blah, blah, blah. I need a credit card and whatever. So at the end of the day, I mean, I don't. So when you say, like, you don't do that kind of stuff, like, what does Emma, like, do you? I mean, she can't have her own credit card, right? Because she's too young. So
no, she does. She has a bank card that we can load. You know what I'm saying? We load it with money.
See, we were taught that's what. Yeah, I should do something like that. We were talking about doing something like that after this little last incident because it was like, well, yeah, you can't. Yeah, so it's just like a bank. So it's like a debit card type deal or what?
Yes, it's a debit card that you load. I mean, you could also just go out of your house, Richie, put a mask on, put a face shield on, grab some rubber gloves, head into the Target. I know which one you're talking about. That's the same Target I go to in Richfield. And it is really busy.
Yeah.
It is really scary, and it is really busy.
Yeah.
But as long as you're protected, go in there and get yourself a couple of Visa $25 gift cards. Right? And I don't know, does your daughter do chores around the house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you pay her for it?
I mean, she gets an allowance. You know, the official line is that, you know, you do the chores because you're in the family and we give you an allowance. You know, like, it's not like an hourly, you know what I mean? It's not a direct correlation, but it's implied.
With Emma and I, we work on a barter system, much like, you know, old explorers and stuff. It's the barter system around here. So I needed my backyard mode because I wasn't going to do it because I'm injured. And Emma wanted Chinese food for dinner. So I'm like, okay, you mow the yard. We'll have Chinese for dinner. There, done.
Nice.
That's how we do things.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your just taking it on the queue? Maybe we can have a little culinary segment here. What's your local go-to Chinese restaurant?
Oh, well, there used to be a great one by my house that got shut down, or just shut down. I think the people retired a long time ago. Yeah. I guess it would be Panda Express right now, or Bill's Garden.
Oh,
over on.
Oh yeah.
What street is that? 38th.
28th.
28th. Yeah, that.
28th Ave.
Yeah, yeah. Bill's Garden, I believe, is still there.
Right on.
Yeah. What about there. Yourself? I mean, what's your go-to Chinese restaurant? We're running out of things to talk about.
I don't. I don't really have one. I mean, the thing is, unfortunately, you know, with all the unrest, like several of my favorite restaurants were destroyed.
Oh, so, Richie, I'm sorry.
There were different, you know, a couple different places got like moved up into the top five because they were other ones were eliminated.
Which ones got eliminated? I think we should mention them on the show. In memoriam. You know,
Gandhi Mahal, that was a big go-to. That was like, they were in my top five restaurants. They're gone.
Burned down. Sorry.
They're reopening here though shortly. You know, Midori's Floating World, which is like a sushi place, but I didn't go to that, but they're burned down. You know, the McDonald's over there on 31st was, I don't believe it was completely torched. But they're shut down. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think of, you know, I don't know. I've been experimenting. I've been dabbling in other local restaurants. You know, your place, the Howe, a.k.a. or f.k.a. the rail station. Didn't you used to go there for Vikings games once in a while and stuff?
I've been there a couple times for Vikings games, yeah.
Dude, that's a good place.
You like it.
Shout out to them, yeah. I like that place. Yeah, they got good food.
It's not great to watch a game at, though. It's not that kind of bar. As long as we'll spend like 30 seconds on this. Because,
right.
I don't know. Because there's people in Ireland that don't care. They're eating their cranky Yankee corn dog and they're like, what's this rubbish, you know?
Right,
I don't want to hear about the how.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's kind of tough to watch a football game in there. And I kind of miss Jimmy's Steaks and Spirits, or the rail station is what it used to be called. It was Jimmy's Steaks and Spirits, then it was the rail station, and now it's the how, which is very millennial. It's very hipster.
It is.
And I don't really like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like when a restaurant has the name, like when the name of the restaurant has the in it, you know what I mean? Then you know it's some bullshit, you know what I mean? But I will say everything I've gotten from there has been good. They got good burgers, good fish and chips.
Yeah, it's good food.
You know,
good food over at the Howe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So they just got a free commercial. The Howe,
I guess that's a Anyway, right on.
We don't want you going to the Howe. So, we want you getting your cranky Yankee corn dogs. How do you find them? Corndogs.ie. Corndogs.ie.
There you go.
Buy corn dogs.
Exactly.
Don't eat this shit at the Howe like stupid Richie does. Eat corn dogs every day. Richie, go ahead.
Right. Well, dude, the other thing I want to point out is I'm not sitting in here, you know, panicky and afraid of coronavirus. I have been going out. I've been doing stuff. I do go to stores. I do out. I haven't been going to like Trump rallies or, you know, like I'm not going to big, you know, indoor gatherings. But, you know, I'm getting out of the house.
Where have you been going besides the rock quarry for a swim?
Went to the rock quarry for a swim. I took the kids camping a couple weeks ago up at, what was the name of the state? It was a state forest, not a state park. I can't remember the name of it, but anyway. And then we played a little frisbee golf.
That's whack.
And, yeah.
Really? You play frisbee golf?
Yeah. Why? Why you don't like
Be that a man right? and play the real game. Play golf. You know how to play golf, don't you? Frisbee golf. Look at my frisbee golf. That's stupid. Play real golf.
Frisbee golf is like the golf version of bowling, dude.
No, it's not. It's not a version of anything. It's the golf version of tiddlywinks. It's bullshit.
It's I don't know.
It's bullshit. It's a waste fun. Of time.
We had a good time.
I don't care if you had a good time. Teach your son and yourself again how to play real golf. Don't you want him to be a success in business, Richie, someday? He's got to learn how to golf, right? Continue.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he wants to be a weed dealer. Then he'll, you know, he'll be making important connections on the Frisbee golf course.
Exactly. Ah, Frisbee golf.
Yeah, so we've been getting out, you know, here and there and doing stuff and whatever, but just not going indoors anywhere. Really.
Have you been in the Mall of America?
No.
It's,
have you?
Yeah, it's Thunderdome. It's Thunderdome. How many of you out there have seen Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? Raise your hand at home. Let's pretend I can see you. It's the Thunderdome.
Is it like, yeah.
It's, you
why,
go
like, what's going on there?
Okay. I took my daughter to the, no, was it Emma? No. I took Victoria to the Mall of America to do a little shopping.
Okay.
Because it opened up again.
Okay. Okay.
It's just very, it's just whack. You go in, you got to mask up immediately, of course, and you're walking right along, and it's just empty. There's like hardly anybody walking.
Yeah.
Most of the stores are closed. We found a pile of human shit in the middle.
No,
of,
you didn't.
I did too. Oh, I swear to God. I swear to God. I found a pile of human shit. Just laying on the carpet, dude. It's Thunderdome. There was a stray dog that ran by.
Well, then that's probably dog shit. It was
No, it was human shit. I didn't really see a stray dog.
No, it was not.
You know, there was a pile of human shit. There were like little gangs of kids running around with no masks on. I felt like I should be... Right. Like armed, like wearing like some football pads and carrying a machete down by my side. Maybe have a dog on like a big thick chain on my left, you know?
Right.
We were in there to go to Bed Bath and Body Works or whatever it's called to get some scented, you know, those, what are those things that you plug into?
Scented lotion?
No, not the scented lotion. Come on. I'm a real man. I got the scented plugins for your wall, you know.
Okay.
So you got the real pleasant smells that come. But you had to go through the blasted lands to get it, man. It was it was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of – that's part of the thing with this whole deal is like I don't even really – I mean, it's not even – such a matter of being like I'm afraid of coronavirus, but it's just like everything is just kind of such a bummer to go, you know, like it's like I don't want to go into like restaurants and stuff where it's, you know, I don't know, it's just creepy. There's a creepy factor to a lot of that crap, like you're saying, you know. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, the beat goes on, the corona beat goes on, dude. Mambo number five is it's here to stay, dude.
So, Richie, you have some breaking news?
Breaking news, Mike. I have to – listen, I got to be fair here. I was criticizing this Department of Health steel toe guy, but apparently I'm looking at Eyewitness News website, and it says Minnesota Department of Health criticized after changing COVID-19 hospitalization data. I'm just going to scroll down here. Here's the pertinent part. Senator Scott Jensen, Republican of Chaska, says – the data that isn't easily accessible anymore is how many overall patients are in the ICU or hospital right now, especially for COVID-19. And Jensen thinks that's a problem. Here's a quote. Quote, if you want to find that, you're going to have to dig. You're going to have to add and subtract and look at multiple screens. And the ease with which you can see it previously is gone, and we're not going to restore it. That just blows me away. End quote. Said Jansen. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
somebody
exactly.
owes this steel-toed morning show an apology.
Well, I mean, I guess a couple things I would say about that. First off, so the data is still there. You can still find it. Apparently, the Republican state senator from Chaska is blown away, his words, by the at the prospect of having to add and subtract, I guess, is a big... That's a big issue. He's blown away by that.
Why should he have to do that? Why should anybody have to do that?
Right. These are the guy. This is the you know, these are the guys who are supposedly super like savvy when it comes to like macroeconomics, but like adding and subtracting, he's blown away, dude. I don't know. whatever. Again, my point still stands. It's like, if you think that voting for Trump, you're like going to send a message or whatever, all you're sending a message is America is a, full of a bunch of dipshits. That's the only, that's the only message that gets sent, you know.
So Trump didn't drain the swamp, in your opinion?
No, Trump didn't drain the swamp. So anyway, so the Mall of America is basically a wasteland.
It is the Thunderdome. Yes.
Was anybody like riding, what is it, Camp Nickelodeon or what's it called now? Was anybody riding the flume, the SpongeBob flume or whatever?
That's run by a gang now. I saw a couple of dudes on motor, like dirt bikes down there riding around. One of them was dragging a kid by his leg. There was no electricity in the Mall of America. It was all lit by torches.
Yeah.
I heard screaming from down there. I heard like a pack of dogs, and it sounded like a wild boar that they were eating. It's gotten out of control.
It's like Colonel Kurtz. Like you're going up, you're going down like the SpongeBob flume, like looking for Colonel Kurtz in the jungle.
Exactly, man. Yeah. Exactly. It's enter at your own risk.
That's awesome. Yeah. So why would you? So here's my point: is why would you go into Thunderdome to get your scented body lotion or whatever?
It's a scented plug-in for your wall at home to make your.
Why would you just order that online?
Aren't you sick of ordering things online, Richie? Wouldn't you rather get out there, be a man, and get it yourself in the Thunderdome or get it yourself at Target? You know, aren't you sick of sitting on the sidelines? Don't you want to get into the whole blasted lands out there?
No, yesterday when I, like, this is the exact point. Like yesterday when I went, so on my errands, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods because I had to get some sporting goods.
Okay.
Which, you know, I couldn't get online.
You're looking for some new Frisbees or what?
Yeah, that place has always been a wasteland. You know what I mean? Like, that's never not. Hey, I was going to ask you, did you play catcher when you played baseball?
Yeah, in eighth grade, I played catcher.
In eighth grade, you played catcher.
Yeah, why?
Just because my kid's been playing catcher and I'm just trying to learn about the position.
What about it?
Well, just I didn't realize everything. You know, like you really don't have any perspective on what a baseball catcher does unless you're actually doing it. You know what I mean? Like I pretty much was in the outfield or, you know, occasionally at second base. And like when you're in the outfield, basically your one goal is like don't fall asleep between pitches, you know?
Right. Yes.
But then you realize like when you're behind the plate, like there's stuff going on all the time. And every time there's a base runner, you got to be paying attention and doing stuff. You know,
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yes.
Totally different game. Yeah. So anyway, so I was in Dick's and, you know, Dick's is a bit like a wasteland, no matter what, like pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, like you walk into Dick's and it's just like a sprawling hangar with like, there's basically like a guy who greets you when you walk in. And then other than that, like you're not going to see another staff person. So anyway, I left Dick's and then I went to, what do you call it? I drove through the parking lot over at that Target and I was just like, why? You know, it was a beautiful day yesterday. I'm like, why would I go into this place? I was like, I'm just going to go online and like sit in the bathtub and order this stuff at my leisure, you know?
Right. But don't you don't want to get in there at all, huh? You don't want to get in there and see what it's like and.
Well, no, this is my point.
Face like, your fears.
Even when there wasn't a pandemic. Why would you want to go to a department store? It's not fun. It's not like a good time, you know.
That's inject a good point.
Inject some money into the economy and let some shopper do it for you, you know.
Create what were you jobs. Looking for? Like I'm a catcher's mitt?
I'm a job creator. I'm a job creator.
Mike. Job creator. You're either a job creator or you're just a damn coward. You're going to have to be – pick one, dude.
I'm a job creator, Mike.
Were you looking for a catcher's mask or a catcher's mitt?
No. What was I looking for? Dicks, you mean?
Yeah.
Pants. I was looking for pants because, you know, when you're wearing that gear, you got to have pants on.
Why would you need it in the fall? You're looking for next spring or what?
He's playing fall ball.
Oh, I see. So that's still a thing. So there's still some sports being played outside. That's good.
Yeah, there's youth sports. Yeah, we played all summer long. You know, the Minneapolis Park Board canceled their sports, but, you know, a couple of the, you know, dad coaches coordinated like a little weekly, bi-weekly scrimmage. So we scrimmaged over the summer and stuff, and we were good.
So the dads finally got what they wanted. Their own league in complete control.
Yeah, exactly.
All the sideline dads finally got to be in charge, and they got to be the coach, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
Did you feel pretty fulfilled?
Yeah, exactly. It's like screaming at the kids.
Were you?
I mean, that's the thing where, you know, I mean, I do think, like, there is overblow, you know, like, the fact that Minneapolis Park Board canceled the baseball season, I thought that was pretty lame, because it's like, well, okay, you're outside, you know what I mean, but... Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you can take it too far. I mean, even I have there's a certain point where I'm like, okay, we're getting a little bit ridiculous here with some of the COVID stuff, but listen, you gotta...
So it's only ridiculous when it's your kid's shit and it gets canceled.
That's right.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense now. What else do you have for me, Richie Barrister?
I don't know. I've just been scrolling through. I was going to say, you know, when I texted you the other day, I was saying you should start your own podcast network. I was scrolling through your the Wisecracking with Winter feed, and I would encourage all, you know, new listeners to go back and check out some back episodes. But you've really created quite a robust library here over the last few months. I didn't realize how active you'd been.
Oh, yeah. I'd been putting out shows almost once a week all summer.
Yeah, cranking on. That's good. Good for you.
Then I got some pod fade. That's something I discussed on another podcast called...
What's pod fade?
Pod fade is when you lose interest and you just stop doing shows every week.
Right.
And I discussed that at length on a show called Can I Make a Hit Podcast? That's out of London, England.
Yeah.
That I appeared on.
Right.
And I kind of, you know, I never thought it would happen to me. I'm a self-starter. I don't need a giant money incentive to do these shows with you and have fun. This is a hobby to me. I would love to get paid for it. That'd be great. But there's 900,000 other podcasts out there to compete with.
Right.
Every day. There's more. They last about a week. They fade away. Then there's people to replace them. So it's never been about the money or fame. It's just about the fun. And I guess I just got so busy with the rest of my life because I lead a normal life. So I didn't have time to do podcasts. So I didn't do them for a month. Paul was very let down, producer Paul. So I gave him an assignment. I said, why don't you go into my library, into the catalog, and make a best of episode?
Yeah.
There's plenty of material there. Go make me a best of episode. He's like, yeah, I'll get on that. Then like 2 weeks later, there's nothing. Like, hey, man, where's the best of episode? Well, dude, I don't know how to edit anything. Like, so go out and you download a program for your computer and you start taking clips from shows and splicing them together. Yeah, but I don't know how to do that.
I love how you have like all these little like homework assignments for.
Well, yes, like, I got to keep people engaged.
Like, oh yeah, let me get on that. I've got in my own life. I'm gonna go run and like download some stuff and do just a bunch of editing for you.
Well, right, and I understand, you know, but if you want to produce a show, which he is the producer of this show,
right?
Can you make one episode? One.
Right.
I'm not saying every week. Make one. Greatest hits episode. I think he can do it.
Right.
And I'm not doing it myself. He's going to do it. He's going to learn. He's like a kid. This is how we do. Unless you want that homework assignment, Richie Barrister.
Not at all. Not at all.
No? You couldn't handle it either?
No. No.
You're just the talent, right?
I'm just a special guest.
You're special, all right.
So what have you been doing like in your, I mean, when you say you live a day, your normal life, like what have you been doing? Like you're trying to act like I'm over here cowering in my bunker. Like what have you, What have you been doing? You've been going out there and like going to strip clubs with no mask on, or what are you doing?
Sitting up front and Sniffer's Row with no mask.
Right, yeah.
No, I worked all the way through the pandemic. I never got to stay at home and get an unemployment check with an extra $600 on it so I could get by and try to survive in the pandemic. No, yeah, I was outside.
All those whiny people who want to survive.
Whiny
so
bitches. Whiny bitches that all sat at home and got their unemployment checks plus $600 were more than likely making more money than me. And I was out actually doing work. I was an essential employee is what I was.
Getting a pinched nerve and everything.
Yeah, getting hurt. So you guys can drink alcohol. That's what I was doing. So, and I did that 4 days a week. I did take a week off. You know what I did do and what I rediscovered, Richie, was heading up north to our family's lake home. It's in a campground in Osakis. I'm not going to say exactly where that is. Just we have a home up there. And I hadn't been utilizing it really at all the past 20 years. I'd go up there like a handful of times, but in May I decided to go up and open it up for the year, and then I just kept going. I went up there 16 straight weeks.
Holy shit.
I know, that's a lot. It's like an hour and a half from the cities.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the campground and the people and the lake again. I bought a jet ski with my girlfriend, Victoria.
Nice.
Yes. So I, you know. Yeah. Rediscovered the outdoors, Richie, is what I did.
That's great. What we know from previous podcasts is that your romantic interests and nautical adventures always turn out really well, dude. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes, always. So,
dude, were you able to do any property damage or have any arguments with Victoria during your?
Sounds like you're fishing, Richie. You're taking part in the outdoors yourself here.
Yeah, how did what's up with the jet ski? What's the protocol?
We got a great deal on this jet ski. It's a 1993 Sea-Doo Bombardier.
Personal water. Oh, there you go, Bombardier. You're ready for QAnon. Put a QAnon sticker on it.
Yeah, dude. That's a hard ass name. It doesn't get any harder than Bombardier. I mean, that was the guy that dropped bombs out of planes on Germany. In World War II. Right. So I love the name.
Right.
We got a great deal on it, but it needed a little work. So we had some work done to it, or we did some work ourselves, like replacing spark plugs. It's a two-stroke engine for all you motorheads at home.
Okay.
So it's basically a big lawnmower engine with a jet, with some sort of a water pump that shoots water out the ass end. I had to learn all about jet skis. I knew nothing about them.
Right.
So we replaced some spark plugs and a fuel filter. That stuff is easy to do. Okay. And we thought it would run right. It would run great. Now, this is all good advice for anybody that's buying a jet ski over the winter or next summer.
Okay.
When you buy the jet ski, don't let them just hook the hose up to the engine, because it has to have water to run, otherwise it'll seize up. And then they'll start it up for you. Like, look, it works. Look, it starts fine. Vroom, vroom. Look, it's shooting water out the back. Great, right? Buy it.
Right.
No, that's wrong. Take it to a lake and start it in the lake.
Yeah.
Okay? When there's a real load on it, on the engine, sitting in the water like that.
Right.
And it runs and it goes, then buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our jet ski would not start in the water.
Uh-oh.
So I ended up having to take it to a marina and get it fixed. And that's the other thing about marinas, you know? They'll tell you one thing, and then you'll get another. Like, I had a guy drop it off there. I was told
it'll take... It's just like the Minnesota Department of Health, dude.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
They're trying to hide the ball, dude.
Yeah, he was playing the old shell game with me. So I dropped it off there. And the guy said it should be ready in a week. I'm like, okay, cool. A week goes by. I call the guy up. I'm like, hey, I'm heading back up north. Can I come get my jet ski? Well, I haven't looked at it yet. Like, no, you said a week. Well, I haven't had an op. Well, you know, I was going to. Okay, here's the thing. Like, here come the excuses, right, Richie?
Right.
I ordered some parts for it because I got to rebuild your carburetors.
Okay.
Which is pretty standard fare on something that old. I kind of expected it.
Okay.
And the thing is, I ordered them from a place in Brainerd, but turns out they don't have them. So it's going to be like another couple weeks. I'm like, another couple weeks? I'm like, did you try anybody else, man? Anybody else? I'm like, did you get on the internet and try to find them somewhere else? Or do you just rely on this one place in Brainerd for your parts? That's it. Fuck the rest of the world. I'm just getting parts from Brainerd. That's all. Well, yeah, I suppose I could have looked on the internet for the parts. But, you know, this is the place I go through, so. I'm like, well, what if I found the parts for you? Would you do that? Are you still there, Richie?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay,
yeah, listen.
Cool. So he recommended that I call a Sea-Doo dealership in Alexandria, which is not far from this guy's shop. I'm not going to give the name of the shop or where it is, okay?
Right, okay.
You know, for legal reasons, right, Richie? I probably shouldn't do that. Or can I do that? Legal?
I don't know. I'd have to research that. But why, you know, you don't want to start a shit show with your local Sea-Doo repair guy.
The guy's name was, what was it? It wasn't even his real name. It was
His nom de guerre.
It was his nom de guerre. What was it? Oh, Big Hoss.
Big Hoss.
He answered the phone as Big Hoss.
Nice.
Okay.
I guarantee he listens to Steel Toe Radio for sure, dude. For sure. Big Hoss.
Big Hoss. So he recommended that I call this marina. So a dealership. So I called him and I asked for these parts. And he's like, yeah, we have two of those carb kits sitting right here. Would you like to buy them? I said, yes. So I bought the carb kits from the dealership. And then I called Big Hoss back. I'm like, Big Hoss, so I've got the parts you need to fix my jet ski. They're over in Alexandria. Do you want to go pick them up? Oh, I don't have time. I don't have time to go get parts, man. I don't have any time. I mean, I'll be going to Alexandria for another couple weeks. So, like, what is with this? I'm like, well, okay, great. I'm like, I'll have the parts brought to you. I'll have them brought to your shop for you. So I had to find.
What does Big Hoss do? What is Big? what is Big Hoss's, like? You do all the legwork, and I put the stuff into the. You know what I mean? Like
Big Hoss,
you order it, you research it, you have it delivered, and then I'll just like install it. That's his deal,
I guess. If you don't want to wait for him to get the parts from the people that he likes, then you can get him the parts yourself. That's
it's
the deal.
Big Hoss Repair, where it's your five stop shop for all your repair needs, dude.
Right. So I had to pay a guy that lived up there to run an errand for me.
Right.
Go into Alexandria, get these parts, and bring them to this shop that's 20 minutes away. I'm not giving away the direction.
Right.
From Alexandria.
Yeah.
I had to pay that out of my own pocket.
Dude, this is going back to even like our very first podcast where your love of the open water is, I mean, you're very, I didn't realize like the sea, I guess the sea is in your blood, dude.
The sea calls to me is what happens.
Whether you're running aground in Prior Lake or, you know, shuttling parts around Upper Osakis and Brainerd or Alexandria, whatever, dude.
I'll go to whatever lengths
whatever
just to
compass,
get on that water, dude.
All points of the compass, dude. You're a very, you're a dedicated sea captain, dude.
Thank you. So, yeah, I paid for Big Hoss to get, for somebody to run Big Hoss the parts. And then I told the guy that was running the parts for me, I'm like, when you get to Big Hoss's, I want you to call me and let me know that you're at Big Hoss's shop. Okay, I can do that, man. I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's almost like he's like one of my wise guys. I felt like a mafia boss. I'm like, when you get to the shop, call me so I know that he got the stuff. Okay, Nikki the nose.
Right, exactly. Big Hoss.
Yep.
The cat's in the river. The cat's in the bag. The eagle has landed. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, he got there, and I guess Big Hoss wasn't around right away, so I had him stay on the phone with me until I saw somebody. He said there was somebody coming, and I nice. Guess Big Hoss pulled up in his GMC Destroyer.
Exactly.
And opened up shop, you know.
Right, right.
So Big Hoss got his parts. To give Big Hoss some credit, Big Hoss, when he fixed it, I mean, he fixed it. He yeah. found stuff that was wrong that I had no idea was wrong. I mean, he's like, there's a part in a jet ski called an oiler. You fill it up with oil, and it just divvies out oil, mixes it into the gas for you.
Right.
It wasn't even plugged into the gas tank, dude. Yeah. That wasn't plugged in. The onboard computer on my jet ski was just not mounted to anything. It was just sliding around in the engine bay. And there was all kinds of other stuff that was wrong that he found and fixed.
Nice.
So to give Big Hoss some credit, Big Hoss is an excellent, excellent watercraft mechanic. Okay?
Big Hoss came through, yeah.
He'll come through for you, but don't you ask him to go get no parts.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right. You get it done on Big Hoss's schedule.
Yeah, exactly. He won't come through for you. You'll have to come through his shop. But
right.
Then once you get there, once you bring everything to him, he'll take care of it for you.
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, good. And so have you been out ripping it up on the white caps with your personal watercraft or what?
I have. You know, I bought it mostly for the kids. It was all about the kids.
Right.
Victoria and I, you know, have three kids between us. Right. Two 14-year-olds and a 9-year-old. So right. we bought it for them, and when it was finally fixed and they could get out there and ride it, it was worth every penny.
Nice.
They That's had cool. so much fun on it. Like, the only problem is like, the bay or whatever that, you know, our campground sits on, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is overrun with weeds, dude. It's overrun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And if you're trying to use a jet ski in a weedy area, it's just no bueno. Because the jet ski sucks water in and shoots it out.
You're just making mulch.
Yeah. So it starts sucking weeds in. It's not going to go very far before you have to turn it off and reach underneath it and constantly be pulling weeds out of the intake.
Right.
So it'll go. But other than that small problem and getting lake itch, which is the worst thing ever, Richie, ever. Yeah. Have you ever had lake itch?
You know, I remember having it when I was a little kid. I got it up at the cabin one time, you know, went in the lake, and I was just like, yeah, you're just like, it's very miserable.
It's a lot like poison ivy. And don't you have a story to share about that?
I do. Well, yeah, I recently encountered, as my aforementioned trip to the state forest, like, we got into the woods, and, you know, I'm nothing if not cheap. And so, you know, the nice thing about the state forest is that, dude, you sounds like you're like in an airport hangar right now. Did you go outside or what's going on? Something went on with
your there's audio, a fan on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just turn my mic down while you talk. Go ahead.
Trying to keep the COVID droplets down over there.
You got it.
Yeah. Anyway, we went to a state forest, and I guess the rule in a state forest in Minnesota is you can go into the woods and like get firewood, as opposed to like when you go to a state park and camp. You know, you always have to buy their like pre-wrapped special firewood. So anyway, I took the kids camping and I was like so excited that we could get free firewood. And then the kids were like, Dad, there's poison ivy all around there. And I was like, whatever. I don't care. I'm getting free firewood.
Wow, dude. Wow. Anything to save a buck with you, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I went in there and then I paid the price for it pretty badly afterwards. So
there's a reason why it's free. It's surrounded by poison ivy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a exactly. So anyway, but I will say the big boon from this bout of poison ivy is it's reacquainted my love affair with taking baths, dude.
Taking baths?
Baths.
That's for little kids.
Yeah, no, dude, it's for little kids and also for I think this is going to be a permanent lifestyle change for me, dude.
Do you want to sit in your own filth every day,
Richie? People say that. Listen, people say that, but It's actually quite pleasant. I've got my whole, like, dude, I have a whole protocol where I, like, before I take a bath, I scrub, you know, like I wipe down the bath with Comet cleanser, then I fill it up, and I put a little baking soda in the water and just kick back and relax, dude. It's pretty, it's
you
nice,
take
dude.
A baking soda bath?
It's, well, I mean, it was part of my, it was part of the poison ivy regimen, dude. But now that I've done it, I'm like, it's so pleasant that I just have kept on with it, dude.
You kept on taking baking soda baths? Why baking soda? Yeah. That's really weird.
No, I think it doesn't. It has some kind of cleansing power or something, I'm sure. I don't know.
What? Ask,
Dude, baking soda. You put it in pools and hot tubs and stuff like that.
Right? What?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Who would have thunk it? You're sitting at home and, like, when most people are getting into the bath and they forgot the soap, they're like, oh, honey, would you mind throwing a bar of soap in here, would you, honey? I'm already in the tub. You're like, hey, honey, would you mind getting the baking soda out of the fridge?
No, she doesn't have to get it. I've got it. I've got a
nice big bag. You've got
it.
I got
a nice big bag. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I sprinkle it in there. Yeah, I sprinkle it all around.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's great.
How often are we doing this?
Well, as a matter of fact, yesterday when you and I were texting back and forth to set up this call, I was lounging in the tub, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have little toys too, like a little sailboat?
I don't have little toys. I've got like a little. I've got my whole setup, dude. I've got like a little, you know, those like little outdoor side like coffee tables that you put next to your lawn chair, you know, for your beverage or whatever.
Yeah.
I've got one of those like sitting next to the tub where I keep like my accoutrement, my glasses, my you know, my electronic device, my phone, whatever, you know.
Huh.
And then I kick back and let the baking soda work its cleansing action and I just relax in the tub, dude.
For how long? How long are you sitting in the tub?
Yeah. Yesterday I was in there for probably about a half hour, dude.
A half hour?
Yeah, the longer the soak, the better, dude.
You got to get that baking soda into your system, right? You got to get it in so it can do its wondrous work.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever that is.
I don't know
what that means.
Yeah, exactly. It's doing something, dude. I don't know what.
Isn't there one bathroom in your house?
Yep.
So what? Everybody's just out there waiting? Dad, I got to go to the bath, Dad. Open the door. I got to go. Hey, I'm taking I'm in the tub
emergency
right now, kid. Sorry. Dad, I'm going to poop my pants.
I mean,
you won't let him in because you're in the bathtub?
I just pull the shower curtain back and let them in if they need to, if it's an emergency, dude.
So they're in there, like, taking a dump, and you're sitting in your baking soda dirty water? What's going on at your house? What is going on? Sitting in your own filth while people are shitting and pissing next to you. You won't get out. You refuse to. Bizarre behavior. You need to go outside more.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens, dude. I'm, you know, it's all the liberal, you know, I'm whatever. It's because I'm a liberal cuck.
Did you like that terminology now that I'm calling them a bunch of Trumper cucks?
Yeah, I've been what do you call it? I've been brainwashed by AOC, dude.
Do you buy into my theory that there are Democrats and then there are Republicans and then there are Trumpers? Paul said that Trumpers are just the other side of the Republican coin. But I think that they're their own thing. What say you? Because I don't really look at Trump as a Republican. I kind of look at him as his own thing. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's kind of like what I was saying before. It's like, I don't understand why. I mean, it's just weird to me that people who are supposedly like anti-government are like, you know, lapping up all the crap that this guy says. You know, they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, I've just never seen. It's like, I didn't associate Republicans with like hero worship of a politician. You know what I mean? But so it's just a bizarre phenomenon. I don't know.
Huh.
Anyway.
So what else? What else do you got for me? while I'm sitting here enjoying my cranky Yankee corn dog.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that's pretty much it. The beat goes on, dude.
The beat goes on over at the Barrister residence.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I want to give a shout out to my good buddy Larry O. Barrister, owner of Cranky Yankee Corn Dogs and Cranky Yankee Corn Dog Mix. I heard you're not having the best of times, and I want to give you a giant hug from across the pond. We miss you. Cheer up, buddy. We did this whole show for you. That and the other 10 people that listen. Right, Richie?
Exactly, right.
Right.
Right on.
So buy Cranky Yankee Corn Dogs. If you need a house, go to Indianapolis and get it from Paul over at Carpenter Realty. And if you need a DJ, I'm DJing next month. That's something we can talk about, Richie, on our way out. Yeah.
Have you done any other events lately during the pandemic or what?
No.
No, so this is going to be your first outing?
This is our first outing for Evolve Entertainment, the company that I and Victoria own. And if you're looking for an officiant or a DJ or a magician, somebody that does balloony animals, and we have a traveling masseuse that can go to different events and give people back massages. We have a photographer. Everything under one tent. Evolve Entertainment. One-stop shopping, and I finally got a wedding next month that I'm doing. I'm going to actually DJ again.
Nice.
It's way out in a small town, way out west.
Well, yeah, I was going to say only a small town would probably have an indoor wedding at this point.
Untrue. My sister is getting married next week.
Oh.
Next week.
And are you DJing that? Or
I wasn't allowed.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed. I said that Evolve would do it for free.
Nice.
And she said, no, I don't care if it's for free.
Even for free?
I'm like, free. And I just kind of looked at her weird. I'm like, you know I'm a good DJ, right?
Right.
It's like, you're the best DJ I've ever seen for weddings.
Right.
And radio. And I love your podcast. And I love you, Mike. But I want you to go to the wedding. And I want you to have fun. I don't want you to work.
Oh, that's nice of her.
It is. Very nice of her. She's like, plus all your buddies will be there. You're going to want to talk and socialize and drink and whatever.
Right on.
I don't want you to have to work. So, no, we'll just hire somebody. It's fine. And a lot of that.
So it's the big G.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was actually going to bring up the big G.
Yeah, go ahead.
The big G will be in attendance. The Big G has had a quarantine here at the Funhouse for the last 3 weeks.
Why? What do you mean?
Because the kids went back to school. My daughter and Victoria's kids all went back to school. And they weren't allowed at the house for 3 weeks.
Right.
And I don't really get the sense of that. Because we're still around those kids.
Right.
You know, I'm still seeing my daughter outside. Did you listen to my daughter's last episode, the last episode of Wisecracking?
No.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, she was on with me the whole episode. She's really starting to come into her own.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's very worried and very concerned about catching COVID-19. Okay. So he wouldn't allow anybody in the house for 3 weeks.
Right.
As a result.
Right.
Nobody allowed in.
Right.
But he will be attending the wedding, and I've asked him. I'm like, so you don't want to let anybody into your house,
right?
But you'll go to a wedding with 150 people. I mean, I don't get the logic there. Yeah, and he's like, well, there I can just sit outside and I won't catch it because I'm wearing a mask.
Right.
I'm like, you can still catch it if you're wearing a mask.
Right.
You know.
Well, listen, he's taking precautions. What do you want?
No. I'm not dumping on him for being safe. It's just You're going to go to a very big wedding, and there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, where are you at on that? Like, where would you be on that, Richie? Would you go to a big wedding in these times?
I don't know. Probably not, I guess. I mean, I might. I probably would stay outside, you know what I mean?
Do you think that does any good?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, obviously, you're staying away. I mean, I've been doing outside stuff all summer long, so it's no big deal. I mean, we've had people over to our house and stuff for, barbecues and whatnot. And we just stay outside.
Huh. So that's the cure for COVID-19. We don't even need a vaccine. Everybody just stay outside. The end,
stay
right?
As much as possible, yeah. As much as possible, stay outside. What? So then is Big G going back down to Texas then, or what?
He is, but he's given it. His other house in Texas got blown away by a hurricane.
No, it didn't, really?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, that sucks.
In a campground. And fortunately, he had insurance on it.
Ooh.
So he got a brand new house. But he's still hesitant about going back to Texas because he says, it's rotten with that goddamn COVID-19 down there. This is full of it.
Right.
Well, the COVID-19 is everywhere. It doesn't matter to me, really. Well, except for like New York City. I wouldn't go to New York City on a bet, even if somebody paid me. I wouldn't go to New York City.
Right,
you know, where are you at on that? I mean, do you think people should travel around as long as you're keeping social distance and you're wearing a mask? I mean, isn't everywhere in play?
Yeah, I mean, everywhere has you mean so couldn't you go anywhere? Yeah, I mean,
like
I would
state to state. Does it really matter at this point?
I mean, I just think it matters what you do when you go to that state. Like, I wouldn't go, you know. I mean, I wouldn't fly somewhere. I mean, people have been saying it's like, oh, you know, there's this thing where for a while where I was like, flying is safe. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense that flying is somehow a safe thing to do, because anybody who remembers when there was like smoking on planes, like
back in the good old days, right?
You get off the plane, you just reek like smoke. It's like, well, obviously, you know, so I wouldn't fly somewhere, but I mean, yeah, you could drive somewhere, and as long as you're staying outside, I think you're good.
Yeah, I drove to Cedar Rapids, Iowa last month for a wedding.
Right.
And I stayed in a hotel for a couple nights.
Right.
And I'll admit, I was a little wormy about staying at a hotel.
Yeah.
Especially this particular hotel. Because there was a what's that windstorm called? The land hurricane, a cucaracha, a Dorito, derecho. The derecho that ripped through Iowa.
Right.
And devastated Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
It looked like it got hit by a hurricane.
Right.
The winds were moving at 130 miles per hour. And that's something that hasn't got a lot of attention in the news. I mean, we talked about the hurricanes that hit Texas, and we talk about COVID-19, and we talk about Trump and Biden fighting, and we talk about George Floyd and the other gal. What's the other gal again? What's her name?
Breonna Taylor.
Say her name, dude.
Say
her
name.
Say her name. Breonna Taylor. Say her name. We talk about that and what happened in Kenosha, but nobody's talking about the derecho that ripped through Iowa. It devastated Cedar Rapids. It ripped down all kinds of cornfields and other agriculture in Iowa.
Right.
And nobody's talking about it. And I went and I saw it firsthand, and it was really sad. I mean, like lining the streets in Cedar Rapids were just piles and piles and piles of trees that got ripped down during this.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And they're like entire sides of houses ripped off by this derecho.
Derecho.
Say derecho.
So you stayed in the hotel and it was kind of creepy.
Kind of creepy. It was a lot creepy. It was really understaffed, and they were gouging people on the room rates at this place in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They had a pile of towels in the lobby, a pile of dirty towels. They must have been clean, because there was a guy folding towels, and like what would it be called? The meeting area where people meet up and hang out and have a little breakfast. There was like a guy in there folding towels.
Right.
You know, and one extremely crabby, disinterested woman at the front desk.
Nice.
Who couldn't care less. And there was a note underneath her computer facing out into the lobby that said, if you need a towel, just come on down and pick one up off the pile.
Right.
We will not off bring one
pile,
to your room.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Really
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
And it was just dirty and gross. And I'm not saying anything about Iowa or Cedar Rapids, obviously, but, you know, yeah, it turned me off of staying at hotels for a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like this whole thing about, like, you know, going out and stuff where people are like, well, I want to go out and do this and that. It's like, well, I don't want to go out when it's a bummer. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a bummer. It's Thunderdome.
Yeah. So right on, man. Well, listen, dude, we're 90 minutes in right now.
We are. This has been an extremely long show, and I hope people have stuck with us.
I'm sure when Paul spends his Saturday afternoon at his edit bay, I'm sure he'll have this thing chopped down to a nice tight.
No, I'll be editing it. I'm not going to chop it up at all. It's going to be as is. It's beautiful as is. I'll put the intro on it, maybe a couple of big G drops, and that's it. It was radio gold.
What did you learn today, Mike?
What did I learn today? I've learned that, I guess we'll go backwards, Richie, that the derecho in Iowa did not get enough coverage.
Right.
And look it up. If you don't know anything about what happened in Iowa this summer with that windstorm, look it up. What else did I learn? I've learned that the Trump fans are very busy out buying very aggressive car models. Right, Richie?
That's right.
They all seem to drive very aggressive vehicles, and they're out running around with Trump flags on them. And I've never known another president to have his own flag.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is weird that there's so much merch with this president that you can buy.
Right.
The Make America Great Again hats that are all ironically made in China.
Right.
The flags probably made in Bangladesh or somewhere like that. Very un-American, but the people that are really into being Americans are buying this merch. So I've learned that's pretty weird. I've learned that Richie Barrister doesn't have anywhere to eat around his house because they all got burned down, which is very sad, during the Minneapolis riots.
No, there's some good places. There's still some okay places around, dude.
Right. I meant to ask you this before. Did you think the National Guard should have been called in a little earlier to stop the rioting and arson?
Yeah, dude, I don't want to get into the whole deal. I mean, the thing that experience taught me was when you're in the middle of something like that and there's crap going on all around you, your like community is getting destroyed, like the last thing you want to hear about is like other people's stupid outside opinions. So I'm just like, whatever, I'm not going to, you know, it was a bummer all the way around, you know, but I don't like looking on like Twitter and seeing like, you know, Tim Pawlenty saying like what he would be doing, you know, it's like, whatever,
yeah.
Shut up. So yeah, whatever.
It's just whatever.
It's whatever. It's in the rearview mirror. Hopefully, you know, there won't be another thing when this, you know, when these cops get their trial, there won't be some other bull crap, but we'll see.
Well, the Breonna Taylor thing didn't go well. I learned that. Not in this episode, but those cops basically got off. And I don't know how I feel about that. And it was a really messy situation. The whole no-knock warrant was weird. I don't know. Do you think justice was served? Being a barrister, do you think justice was served with Breonna Taylor?
I mean, this is one of these situations where it's like, not to sound like, glib or what, trite about it, but it's like, you know, my thing is like, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, like, yeah, the thing was kind of, it was a screwy deal, you know, but in the end, it's like, well, yeah, they opened the door, the guy shot at him, and then they shot back. And, you know, but it's like they shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, like I said, I don't really want to. It's like what I learned over the summer was like, I don't want to be commenting on stupid shit like that because, you know, I'm not there. I'm not doing it. Whatever. It's not my city. So I'm just going to shut up about it.
Right. I've learned that all my little baubles and things is called accoutrement. Right.
Okay.
Accoutrement. Right. That's a new 10-cent word.
I'm late for my baking soda bath right now, dude.
And you have a table to set all of your accoutrement on, right?
Exactly.
So feel free to start using that word at home, accoutrement. Yep. I've learned a lot. What was the other word that I learned?
Nom de guerre, yep.
De guerre. Is that French?
Yep.
And what does that mean again?
Let me get it up here again. Nom.
Nom de guerre.
Nom de guerre is a... Oh, crap. Before it was right on the thing here. Hold on.
We're holding.
Coming up.
We're waiting. We're all waiting with bated breath for the definition.
An assumed name as one under which a person fights, paints, writes, etc. pseudonym. So I think originally it was probably for war, because daguerre means war, but, you know, I guess now it's for painting and writing, according to the internet.
Just painting and writing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be called an alias or a pen name?
Yeah, or pseudonym.
Right. Well, we've learned quite a bit. I mean, it's an hour and a half long episode.
Right on.
Do you think I'm missing anything that I learned?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think that's it. I think we've covered it. I think we've said it all.
What's the biggest thing I've learned, though? I've learned that Cranky Yankee, my favorite corn dog company out of Ireland. What town in Ireland is that again, Richie, where Larry O'Barrister is from?
He's located.
Tullamore?
Tullamore is basically Tullamore.
Tullamore,
yeah.
They have the best corn dogs on earth. And you can't get to them at a festival, friends, because of this pandemic. So you can order the batter online and make your own Cranky Yankee corn dogs at home. It'd be fun for the whole family. And you can find that at corndogs.ie on Google.
They probably even ship to Indianapolis. So there's one feather in the cap for Carpenter Realty, dude.
You can... Totally. I think Paul should go out and buy a case of Cranky Yankee corn dog mix and offer that to all of his customers. Thanks for using me. Here's some corn dog mix.
Yeah. Like when realtors, you know, I think sometimes they like, you know, when you buy the house, then like when you show up, they have like a little thing of champagne. You know what I mean? Like here's a complimentary, whatever they should do. He can do that only with have a little nice baggie of corn dog mix.
A baggie of accoutrement. Right?
Exactly.
Corn dog mix, maybe a couple of pens, maybe a business card from Evolve Entertainment, my entertainment company based out of Minneapolis. Find us on Facebook. Right? Do you want to plug anything?
No, just keep listening to Wisecracking, and I'm glad that you're not experiencing any pod fade, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and listen to me on Can I Make a Hit podcast, which should be out next week. If you're looking to get a hold of me, you can find me on all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, @GetWiseKraken. Facebook, I have a like page where you can comment and get a hold of me. So please feel free to do that. I like to hear from you all. And I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Right, Richie? Here's one for you, too. Mwah. Now go get into your horrible baking soda bath and relax after all this hard work. And I'll be hearing from you guys and talking to you next week. Thank you. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Richie.
See you guys.